Welcome to GoGoTraining.com. My name is Dave Cole, and in this show we're going to discuss PUE. Specifically, what is PUE, Power Usage Effectiveness, and why should I care? To learn more about me, my background, and what courses I offer, be sure to check out my profile at GoGoTraining.com. Okay, let's get started. There's a great deal of truth to the old adage, you can't manage what you can't measure. So if we want to manage energy efficiency in the data center, we need to have metrics in place to measure the impact of any changes we make. In the data center, the primary metric used to manage data center efficiency is PUE, Power Usage Effectiveness. So PUE is equal to the total power coming into my data center divided by the total amount of power going to my IT equipment. So a PUE value of 1 would represent the optimal data center efficiency. That would mean that all the power going into the data center is being used to power my IT equipment. Of course, that's very rarely going to happen. Anything above a value of 1 means there is data center overhead required to support my IT load. So what kind of things would make up this overhead? Cooling. Sometimes in the data center, cooling can be as much as half of the power going into the data center. Lights. Unless I'm working in a dark data center, I'm going to have some lights that I need to power. Security systems. Power losses. As power goes through a UPS, I'm going to lose some of that power. As power goes through a PDU transformer, I'm going to lose some of that power. So we've got a lot of places where we have overhead in the data center. All of that overhead serves to increase our PUE value. We'd like our PUE to be as low as possible, with the lowest possible value being 1. PUE is a great tool for the facilities side of the data center. Remember, there's an IT side and a facility side. PUE is really great for the facility side. It allows facility engineers to measure the impact of changes they make to the infrastructure. Maybe things like raising the data center temperature, upgrading to a higher efficiency UPS, maybe increasing voltage out to the rack. Things like this, things that are impacting the facility side of the house. Now, while PUE is a great tool, it must be used with care. It has to understand that IT changes can have a dramatic impact on PUE, sometimes not in the way that we think. Let's run through an example of how this can happen. Let's say we have a data center with an input power of 100 kilowatts. And let's say 50 kilowatts of that's going to power my IT equipment. So that would give us a PUE value of 2, because our PUE is equal to our total power, which is 100 kilowatts, divided by the power that's going to my IT equipment, 50 kilowatts. So I take 100 divided by 50, I get a PUE of 2. Suppose now that we want to save some money, we'd like to reduce our power, so we're going to virtualize a number of servers. In fact, we're so successful with this virtualization that we are able to cut our IT equipment power usage in half. Great, right? We also cut our overall power usage by 25 kilowatts. So what's going to happen to our PUE? Our PUE after virtualization, our total power is now 75 kilowatts. Our power to IT is 25 kilowatts. I take 75 divided by 25 and I get a PUE of 3. Wait a minute, what just happened here? I had a PUE of 2, and I know a lower PUE is better. I've just reduced my energy usage, and yet my PUE went up. Isn't a higher PUE value something we want to avoid? Not necessarily. It's important to understand what can cause the PUE to increase or to decrease. It may seem counterintuitive, but any reduction in my IT load without an equivalent reduction in my infrastructure load is actually going to result in a higher PUE. It's easier to understand if we kind of break PUE down into its components. So if I think about my total load going into the data center, that's my IT load plus my infrastructure load. So if I look at PUE, it's equal to 1 plus my infrastructure load divided by my IT load. Okay? When my IT load is reduced, without reducing my infrastructure load, my PUE is always going to increase. It's simple mathematics. Inversely, increasing the IT load will always decrease the PUE. So if you want to lower PUE, just turn on a bunch of servers. course, we don't want to do that. That doesn't make any sense. What's important to understand is that PUE is best used for evaluating the impact of changes to the infrastructure. It's not so good for evaluating changes to the IT side of the house. There are other metrics we can use for that. Now, that being said, PUE can still be very helpful for us. PUE by itself, though, is meaningless without being able to tie PUE to events in the data center. So if we're going to track PUE, I want to graph my PUE and see where it goes up and see where it goes down. On that same graph, I also want to highlight events in the data center. So maybe my PUE goes up, but maybe at that same time I did a big virtualization project. Maybe my PUE went down. Maybe at that same time we raised the chiller temperature. So it's important for us to look at cause and effect. I want to know what makes my PUE go up. I want to know what makes my PUE go down. Another thing that might be helpful to graph on that same chart is my overall energy usage. Because isn't that what I'm really trying to do? I'm not really trying to get a low PUE to impress my boss. I'm really trying to reduce my energy usage in the data center. The bottom line is that PUE is an important piece of the energy efficiency puzzle. But it's just that. It's one piece of the puzzle. It's only one component of a comprehensive energy management program, which has to consider both the IT and facility side of the house. So my problem with PUE has always been that it's one single number, and it's hard for me to judge a data center efficiency on one single number. That being said, it is a good number. It's a number that can really turn our focus to more comprehensive energy management. It's starting to look at metrics which help us to manage our energy efficiency in the data center. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, go to my course, Data Center Infrastructure Management, on gogotraining.com, and you can see the full course outline. Thanks again for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you on gogotraining.com.